Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, back on the show. Ivan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999. That's right. 11 years at least. And he is the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International. He's the world's guru on networking, probably even across the galaxy. And the author of so many books. We have to carry them in a wheelbarrow on networking and putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. And more importantly, though, he's our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great being on your show.
It's good to have you back. Ivan, have you talked to people specifically about how networking played a part in their success? Have you got any kind of quantified research, or do you have any, you know, what do you have on what people have said about, you know, if networking took me from, you know, I got to level 6 on my own, and then networking took me to level 10. What about that?
Yeah, I was part of a referral institute study that'll end up being used as a future book, and of course I'll introduce the book on your show, Jim. I always do.
Thank you.
And it's about gender and networking. And I don't know if we've talked about it on the show much, but I have a prediction. I'll put this out there on the airwaves right now. This will be my best-selling book of all time just based on the title. The title is going to be Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. And so I just know that that'll sell like crazy. It's, you know, it's about gender and the difference between men and women. And so we ask a lot of questions in that survey, and we're starting to release the combined data, not the gender-specific data yet. And one of the things that we asked was, has networking played a role in your success? And we had 12,000 respondents from all over the world, every populated continent.
That's a big sample.
It's a big, big survey.
It's a huge sample. That's like 10 times the normal sample, maybe 20 times.
Now, Jim, when was the last time you saw 91% of business people agree to anything?
Never.
But they agreed to one thing. 91.4% of the respondents
except for one thing. They, you know, 100% would say, you know, cash flow is my biggest challenge. Other than that, nothing else.
Well, 91.4% said that networking's played a role in their success. It was huge.
Wow.
It's a gigantic number. 6% said it did not. And 2.7%, this is what I find strange, is 2.7% said that it wasn't applicable. I'm guessing those are the college professors that aren't teaching business networking in college.
Right. They're the ones that if you could ask them in person, they would have said, huh?
Yeah. So it seems like there's always 2% that just, you know, are kind of clueless.
And the other 6% have trust funds.
That may be. But to me, it was amazing that 91% of the respondents said, yes, networking's played a role in their success. And I still scratch my head. Why don't we teach this in colleges and universities? Why aren't we teaching social capital and networking?
And we're still not,
aren't we? When you have 91% of the business people of a very large survey say it's very important for their success.
And was there anything more, any other elements to that, to the question, any follow-up question, now we know that, now what?
Yeah, we had a lot of follow-up questions. One of them was, how did they learn to network?
Yeah.
And you know, how you learn to network is we thought would be important. We wanted to see where it was coming from, and we allowed them to pick multiple sources of education or learning. Interestingly enough, and I didn't expect this, the number one source for developing your networking skills. And the question was, how have you developed your networking skills? And you can select more than one answer. The number one way was participating in networking groups. So actual trial and error. getting out there and doing it. Over 78% of the respondents said participating in networking groups was the number one way.
That could be at a civic club. It could be at a chamber of commerce meeting. It could be an industry group. It could be at a BNI event or something like that. There are a lot of different networking opportunities.
Right, and we wanted to leave it open-ended like that because people participate in many different kinds of networking organizations.
Right.
And so their participation in those groups seems to be where they've learned most of it. And since most groups really don't have a formal educational program, one would assume that it's mostly through trial and error.
Hold on to that thought, Ivan. We're going to take a quick break, folks. This is good stuff. And, folks, if you're frustrated about your business, if you're having difficulty accomplishing your goals in business, it might be that you need to focus a little more on networking. Probably is the reason. We'll talk to Ivan Meisler about this some more after these messages. TwinTail, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17-till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ivan Meisner is our guest. Dr. Ivan Meisner is the founder of BNI, Business Network International, a truly international organization. He's got chapters all over the globe, hundreds and thousands of chapters, I should say thousands of chapters, and tens of thousands of members all around the world. He's a very well-known guy and does a great job in networking. That's what we're talking about. Ivan, you were talking as we went to the break about how did you learn to network. Now, I have, you know, we've had conversations on the show about being an extrovert or an introvert.
Right.
And I don't think I'm an extrovert. I think I'm probably an ambivert. The people who know about these things say that I'm probably an ambivert. What I mean by that is, given my druthers, I would rather it just be, you know, you and me going and hanging out than you and me and 100 of our best friends.
Yeah.
If I'm in an environment where there are a lot of people, I can morph into that mode. And I do like to meet people. I do like to shake their hand and say, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? But you talked about how did you learn how to network? That's what I did. I like business. I like talking to people about business I like learning about their business. And I just learned by trial and error. Nobody ever taught me anything.
That's what they've shown here in the survey is that over 78% of the participants learned through trial and error, by going out there and actually connecting with people and learning how to do it out in the field, which I thought was high. I was a little surprised by that.
Why did you think that was high? Did you think that they had some book somewhere that they other than your books? You thought they'd all read your books, didn't you?
That really troubled me. Only 47, almost 48% said they learned from reading books. So just under half. I was very disappointed.
That burst
about
your
that.
Little bubble, didn't it, Ivan?
My goodness, I've written 12 books. You'd think that would have been higher.
You know, Ivan, I was just thinking as we were talking about that. A lot of what I learned about successful networking, one of the things that I think if I've got one trait that's pretty good, I think, in business, it's I pay attention to what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I really do watch what other people do, and I pay attention to what they do. And I think I've learned as much about networking, watching other people mess up networking. You know, their behavior, the way they act, the way they talk, what they have to say. Not being a giver's gain kind of person, as you say, that's one of the ways I've learned. The trial and error thing, sometimes it was other people's errors.
Right. Well, you know, about 25% of the participants said that being mentored by someone, that's not quite watching somebody, but somebody helped them through the process. And that was a higher number than I
expected. I think that does qualify because, Ivan, my mentors, I have several mentors. I know you do, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they were mentoring me without really knowing it because I was watching them make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was pleased to see that, and it was higher than I would have expected. That, you know, people saying other business professionals mentored them. Yeah, it's
very good. That's good news. So that means people are paying attention, doesn't it? And that they have someone that they're observing, and but I just like to stick this out there. You know, folks, when you're watching somebody, don't just watch for what they're doing right. Watch for what they're doing wrong, and don't do that.
Yeah, and if you're working with somebody though that you respect, you may not catch that they're doing something wrong, but. There's a lot of people doing stuff wrong out there. And
unless you're highly critical like me, and then you do catch those things. you just don't, if they're your boss, you just don't tell them about it.
You don't point it out?
You just don't point it out, exactly. Now, what else did you learn about how they learned how to network?
Well, 40% learned by taking seminars or classes, and that one surprised me.
Because 40%?
Yeah, 40%.
Wow.
Said, you know,
was this a captive audience? What, did you tie these people to a tree somewhere?
No, I think that what we're seeing is a real growth in secondary market training. You know, they're not getting it in college. They're not getting it in universities. And so there are more and more people out there training business professionals how to network. And networking appears to be a bigger element of traditional sales training seminars now than it was 10, 20 years ago.
Well, 20 years ago, we didn't even use the word networking.
Pretty close, yeah.
You did, but most people didn't.
No, you're right. You're right. Well, when I wrote my first book, which you don't even know about because it only sold about 10 copies.
your mother and your aunt and your uncle?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Networking for Success. I wrote it in 1988, I think it was, maybe 89. I did a search, and I didn't have the internet then, but I did a library search on titles, and there were no books. Zero. Not one. On business networking, not a single one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now there are many, many, many books on the subject. And so it's infiltrating sales seminars. You know, they're integrating this whole networking thing in sales seminars. And more people are doing standalone training on referral marketing. The company, I own another company called Referral Institute, and we do lots of training. So I think that's why we saw a high number there.
Well, and you and I have to say, Ivan, you single-handedly, you and your brainchild of BNI and the things you've done, you guys have done more than any other person or group to make networking a discipline. And I congratulate you on that. And, you know, that's the reason I was so glad to find out about you and to meet you, because before I knew you, I was telling people in 1998, one of the three things you're going to have to learn how to do if you're going to be successful in the 21st century is become better at networking, become a professional networker. And Ivan Meisner teaches people how to do that. He's going to continue to do that with us right after these messages. Tintel, stay with us. Remember my life. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, continuing to broadcast live from Washington, D.C., having a great visit with our good friend Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the president of BNI, Business Network International. Ivan, tell us about BNI.
Well, BNI is a business and professional networking organization. We allow one person per profession. We get together every week and we pass each other referrals. Last year we passed 6.2 million referrals and generated about $2.6 billion worth of business for our members. And
wow.
So it's all about
and how many
people,
how many chapters
people,
how many members?
Business people. We have over 5,600 chapters now. Just over 130,000 members worldwide.
And how many countries?
About 44. We just opened in Slovenia last
year.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Conquering the world.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Thank you. Well, can I and remember who helped you now when you get to be emperor of the world, Ivan? Remember us peons who helped you get there now.
Yeah, you're my man. I think we were in like four or five countries when I started doing interviews with you.
Yeah, you were just puppies when we first got together 11 years ago. Hey, Ivan, one of the things that I know you've been working on is the ROI of networking.
Yeah, right.
That's not the term that you use, but I'm going to use that term. Isn't that a good way to say it?
Yeah, absolutely. Your return on investment is important, and how much time should you be spending on this? Because the truth is, you're not going to spend a lot of money.
We're all having to deal with the ROI of social media right now. How much time should you spend? Where's the return? It's the same thing with networking, isn't it?
Right. It is. It absolutely is. And, you know, the amount of time, I'm always asked, how much time should you spend networking? What's the optimum amount of time? And, you know, I had a lot of anecdotal evidence. I talked about it in another book I wrote called The 29% Solution. And we estimated, based on our experience, that if you were spending about 6 to 8 hours a week in your networking efforts, that you would be building a powerful personal network. But now we have really hard data from this survey, from these 12,000 people who took the survey. And we found that people who said that networking played a role in their success, in that question, that 91% of the people that we talked about earlier, they spent, on average, 6.5 hours a week participating in networking activities. Mm. On the other hand, and this is what's really interesting to me, on the other hand, the majority of the people who claimed that networking did not play a role in their success spent 2 hours or less per week developing their network.
Wonder why. Those people who spend 2 hours need to see the statistics of the other people, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And, you know, they say, yeah, networking doesn't work for me, but then they're not spending enough time on it. Now, of course, you got to be doing the right things. There's no question about it. But there is an absolute direct correlation between effort and results.
And this comes back to the education part and the training and the practice, the trial and error thing that we talked about earlier. If you've got a bad golf swing and you've got bad fundamentals and you can go practice till the cows come home, and you're not going to get any better because you're not doing it right, and you're just not going to get any better. So you got to practice. Yeah. You got to get the right fundamentals and practice those, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to execute the fundamentals flawlessly, and you know, you learn that in sports, and you certainly, if you apply that, I think that's why so many sports figures end up going into business and doing motivational training, because there's an actual carryover between the two. That those fundamentals in sports. The same concept applies in being in networking,
right? No question about it. So what else did you learn about the ROI of networking?
Well, I did an article in my blog, networkingnowblog.com, and I did this article, and it's a straight line that the more time you spend, the more hours you spend, the bigger the percentage of business that you're going to generate. And some business people generated almost 70% of their business in networking, and by just spending more time doing it. Now, in some cases, it was up to 20 hours a week, but they were getting three-quarters of their business just through referrals and word of mouth.
I want to point out, though, in the time, we only have 30 seconds left or so, Ivan. I want to point out, folks, remember this, and this is something, Ivan, I always like it when we end on this. Folks, part of your networking activity begins with helping other people get something from you, not just you getting something from them. Wrap it up for us, Ivan.
Well, you know, it's not called net sit or net eat. It's called network. And if you want to build your business through networking, you got to spend the time necessary to network. And one of the aspects of networking effectively is helping other people. It's the law of reciprocity, and B&I would call
giver's it giver's gain.
Yeah, giver's gain.
I quote you all the time on that. Ivan, thanks for being here. Give us the website again, please.
BNI.com for B&I. And if you'd like to take a look at my blog, it's networkingnowblog.com.
Hey, Ivan, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I will be too. Monday, I'll be right here broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.